Okay, we are recording. Good morning. The meeting is being recorded. It's 8:30 a.m. on January 25th, 2022. Dr. Cornwall, after you call the meeting to order, we will do a roll call of the board members and staff.
Okay, I call this meeting of the Arizona State Board of Physical Therapy of January 25th, 2022 session.
It is 8:30 a.m. and we'll do a roll call. Dr. Cornwall?
Here.
Dr. King?
Here.
Dr. Bastillo?
Here.
Mr. Greer?
Here.
Mr. Leone?
Here.
Mr. Barton? You're muted, Mr. Barton.
That makes it difficult for me to say I'm here.
Ms. Cardoza?
Present.
Ms. Crowley?
Here.
Ms. Richardson?
Present.
And I'm Judy Chepius. Dr. Cornwall, the meeting is yours.
Okay. The first item, notice that there's an NA next to the minutes. That's because those minutes from last month are not quite ready. So we're gonna bypass that. We'll review and approve the minutes at the next meeting, in our February meeting. Okay. So item 4B, review consideration of possible action on physical therapist assistant applicants requesting ADA accommodations, Regina Encinas. And any chance is Regina here?
This is Mr. Greer. I have reviewed the file. I do not see a disability that impairs a major life function. I believe the file showed that she drove herself to the appointment. She appears congenial, be able to interact, and for that reason, I would deny the request. I move to deny the request for the accommodation.
There's a motion. Is there a second? I'll second it. Any discussion on the motion?
I actually feel that the report that we were given outlines her very specific issues with regard to reading, and I'm not opposed to her request.
I got the same feeling as I was reading it as well, and I had some follow-up questions for her just to kind of see if a lot of what she was referring to as far as what she wanted for the exam are things that she's been using while in school and, you know, for other past exams as well.
And with regard to that, it's not a matter of where she's been using it in school. I would be wondering, does she use it when she goes to the grocery store? Does she use it in other aspects of her life? Because if it's just something she does when she's in school, it's not affecting a major life function. It's just providing her with a better chance to do well at the test, which is not a accommodable ADA issue.
That's a good point.
Dr. King, I think for me, though, my thoughts are maybe not driving or going to the grocery store, but does she need assistance with other things like her driver's license test or things that actually have an impact on whether she can have some function, which is the definition of a disability. So I don't think all the disabilities necessarily impact every single piece of our lives, but I think there's a lot of disabilities that impact some pretty significant parts of our life. I thought the report was thorough, probably the most thorough we've received, that actually truly identified where in her life this disability impacted her. Can she make out, like, based on pictures in the grocery store, the things she's buying? Probably. But, for me, I thought it was probably one of the better applications for a disability accommodation that I've seen. Mm-hmm.
The medical and psychological workup was extensive. My it's unfortunate she's not here, because one of the questions I had is kind of related to Giovanni's, is that did she need accommodations of any kind when she was doing her clerkships, internships, that would impact her daily life as a physical therapist assistant, you know, right. That would have been very helpful.
I'm not opposed to inviting her to the next meeting to discuss this. I think it's fair given the nature of the request.
I am inclined to agree, and I would motion that.
Josh, let me withdraw my motion first.
Okay.
I withdraw my motion. Go ahead.
So, and I'll withdraw my second.
So, given that, I would move that we table this matter until our next meeting and invite this young woman to come before us and answer some of these questions so that we can determine whether it's proper to grant this request.
Second.
All right, we have a new motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, Judy, let's call the question.
It's been moved and seconded to table this discussion for the next meeting and invite Ms. Encinas back to answer some questions specific to her ADA accommodation request. Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right, next item is 4C, review, consideration, and possible action regarding educational equivalence, option to license or require a supervised clinical practice period and or eligibility for the NPTE AZ law exams. She has taken the NPTE. Has she taken the jurisprudence by any chance?
Maybe she has. I haven't checked. Hold on. Let's see. Not yet, Dr. Cornwell, but she will be soon.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Yes, she did. She did. She just passed it, Dr. Cornwell. I'm sorry. She just passed it.
Okay. I move that we approve her application, and I don't see any need to ask her to do a supervised clinical practice period since she's practiced in the United States for 11 years.
Correct.
Second.
King, second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Any discussion? Okay. Call the question.
It's been moved and seconded to approve Priyanka's Parab's application for licensure upon successful completion of the with successful completion of the NPTE and AZ law and without need for a clinical practice period.
Thank you.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Dr. Bastillo, you're muted.
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you.
Okay. Then let's move over to item number 5, the consent agenda, and let's take 5A first. Is there anyone on that list that you'd like to take off for further discussion? Hearing none, then I move that we approve the 5 applicants listed under 5A for licensure, right? Yeah, licensure upon completing a successful application, MPTE, and AZ Law.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, let's call the question.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to approve the applicants listed under Consent Agenda 5A for physical therapist licensure upon successful completion of the application, including receipt of transcripts and passage of the MPTE and or AZ Law. Dr. Cornwall.
Yes.
Dr. King.
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo.
Yes.
Mr. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Leone.
Yes.
Mr. Barton.
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right, next is 5B. Again, it's a consent agenda. There's just the one applicant. Do I have a motion?
I move to accept her application, barring passing of the MPTE and the AZ Law exam.
Second.
Any discussion? All right, Judy, let's call the question.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to approve for physical therapist assistant certification the applicant listed in Consent Agenda 5B. Upon successful completion of the application, including receipt of transcripts and passage of all exams, the MPTE and or AZ Law. Dr. Cornwall.
Yes.
Dr. King.
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Dr. Bastillo, is that a yes?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Leone.
Yes.
Mr. Barton.
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right, thank you. 5C is cases recommended for termination of board order. There's two items. Are either of those individuals, you want to take them off the list? Okay, then I move that we approve both of the individuals listed under 5C for termination of board order.
Second.
Any discussion? Okay, let's call the question.
It's been moved and seconded to approve both individuals listed under 5C of the consent agenda for termination of board order. Dr. Cornwall.
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Okay. that completes items under five. And we've got several items that are at a specific time, and so let me reorder the agenda and move over to item number 9 and start with 9A, case 2111, Todd Leonese, physical therapist.
Good morning, members of the board. I don't believe Mr. Leonese is on the call.
He did accept the invitation, Mindy.
Okay.
Actually, this Jenny Church is his admin assistant, and that is supposed to be him. He was just the patients, and she let me know that he's supposed to be on when you guys are ready for him.
Oh, well, Ms. Church, we're ready for him. I'll go ahead and provide you a briefing on this case. So this is actually a continuation of an investigation, initial review. At your October 26th meeting, you voted to continue this. You wanted some additional information. So this is the case where...
Mindy, yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt. We should wait until he is
okay.
Available, if that's
Thank
okay.
You.
Perhaps we can call another case, Dr. Cornwall.
Okay. Let's, how about the next one? B, Allison Kiernan, physical therapist.
Ms. Kiernan also accepted the invitation. And I do believe Mr. Linais that has just joined?
Yes. Okay. Can you hear me?
We can. Dr. Cornwall, which direction do you want to proceed?
Right, and Allison's on there too. So let's go back to Todd, right?
Okay.
And Mindy, if you could kind of finish that introduction.
Yep, let me get back to my paper. So case number 2111 is a continuation of an initial review. The board at the October meeting requested additional information. This is a case where a patient record was generated and under a different case, 20-08, and Mr. Linais had authenticated the record, and so it made it appear as though he had treated the patient. At the initial review and through the investigation, Mr. Linais said that the process that they had undertaken to authenticate the record for billing inadvertently hijacked the primary therapist's signature and placed Mr. Linais' signature there. So it made it appear that he had treated this patient in question. The patient was, initials are NB. So in this case, what the board requested in addition to my initial findings was verification that they had corrected the process where the signatures were being hijacked. So that was the emphasis of the supplemental review that I had done and has been included for your review, that it appears that that process has been corrected where the records are no longer hijacked by Mr. Linais. I will draw the board's attention, however, to the additional investigative findings. Mr. Linais did treat the patient for her right ankle, and so I did pursue reviewing the record where he did in fact treat the patient, and he verified that he had treated the patient. And so those additional potential allegations are there for your review from the initial review. This case is for your review.
Thank you. All right. And since Mr. Leones is here, would you like to make any statement? You don't need to.
I don't have anything to say. I'm here to participate in any way you need from me.
Okay. So does the board, any members on the board have any questions or a motion?
If I recall this case, and you know, I believe I do, the main things that we were concerned with was this signature issue. And based on the fact that that appears to be a software error and not the error of the physical therapist, I will move to dismiss this case.
King, second.
Okay. Any discussion? So, Josh, for clarification, you don't think it's necessary to open up an investigation or any of the other allegations?
In looking at my notes, I don't think so. I acknowledge that those would be clinical issues, and I would defer generally to the licensed members of this board to guide me on that one.
Okay. Any comments about that? I would certainly entertain a non-disciplinary order of continuing education relative to them, but what's everyone else thinking? We do have a motion. We do have a second. Okay. So I'm taking your silences that you think you've got enough information to vote on the existing motion.
I'm ready to call the question, so.
Okay. Judy, go ahead.
It has been moved and seconded to dismiss case 2111, Todd Lyonnais, PT. Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo? Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right. Thank you very much. All right.
Thank you for your due diligence. I appreciate it.
Okay. So let's move down to Allison Kiernan. Allison, do you have, let's start with Mindy. Do you want to give us a brief overview?
Sure. Similarly, these cases were related. This was the same patient, NB. Ms. Kiernan, as co-owner of Precision Physical Therapy, did authenticate the record in the processing for billing. The board looked at this case in October, just determined that they also wanted to review Ms. Kiernan's ability to have corrected the software issue. She submitted records. She practices in Florida. She was not involved in any of the case here for patient NB. Her signature was applied in error, as I said, as a process for billing. And she submitted records wherein that it appears that the software error has been corrected.
Thank you. All right. Ms. Kiernan, would you like to make a statement?
Ms. Kiernan, you're muted.
Really? Yep, sorry. No, I actually have nothing really to add unless you guys have questions.
Okay, thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Do board members have questions or can I get a motion?
I would move to dismiss this case.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded to dismiss. Any discussion? Okay, then I'll call the question.
It has been moved and seconded to dismiss case 2112, Allison Kiernan, PT. Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo? Dr. Bastillo, I don't see you in my grid, but you're potentially on mute.
Yeah, I don't see her at all.
I think she fell off.
Okay, we'll come back to that in a minute. Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo, are you here?
Judy,
I'm looking through the list of attendees. It looks like Dr. Bastillo has fallen off of the meeting.
Yeah. Okay. Mr. Harris, what do you think is the best route to take?
We still have quorum. I think we just need to let the in the minutes reflect that we lost her for this and until such time as she reappears, and maybe she just did.
Dr. Bastillo, are you in attendance? No, it doesn't look. I'll mark her absent for this vote.
Thank you.
Motion passes.
Okay. Thank you. let's see. Should we continue or should we take a short break and maybe try to get a hold of her?
Let's take a short break. I will stop the recording and allow us to start it again. And get a hold of Dr. Bastillo.
Ms. Cardoza, so we have a break until our 9 o'clock?
Yes, so that's a three-minute break.
Josh, that's a good idea. Let's just take a break. We'll come back, and we'll do the 9 o'clock, which is Ms. Marker.
Okay, 3 minutes. I'm stopping the recording at 8:57 p.m. a.m. Excuse me.